What's going on, world? Your man, Mr. Mac.
And I'm Crystal Levin.
This is the M&M&M Show, a.k.a. the
Okay
Show, brought to you live and direct with the specialist of guests.
Specialist.
I don't know if you understand. I'm stepping it up on y'all so crazy. We are really getting busy with this booking thing.
We're good at this. We're good at the actual interview part, but the booking part is getting exciting.
This is like we're entering legendary waters here. I don't know if people get that. This is like the place where the Titanic sunk. This is deep waters. If you can't swim, you're going to drown.
Iceberg!
This motherfucker can swim, so...
Iceberg!
This dude is the iceberg.
Iceberg!
Please introduce yourself one time.
What's up, y'all? This is Wyclef Jean.
Hey.
Always feels weird when I have to say my name. Like, Wyclef, you in Texas be like, Wyclef Jean.
Oh, no. Clef to you.
J-E-A-N. You sounded really Haitian when you said, oh, no, just now.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was close. that was close. I've always said Yoda's Haitian.
Yoda?
Yes. I always thought Yoda was Haitian.
Yoda's very deep.
He's what? And
you know what? Yoda, funny, I was just speaking to my uncle when I was... before getting here.
About
and
Yoda?
About him just talking in parables. Like, he could never talk straight. Everything is a wise parable. You know what I mean?
You know what I find is that a lot of people try to quote quotes, but they say that they're quoting a quote instead of just saying the truth.
Yo, that's
the truth that they know it from.
Like,
it's kind of cool to
talk like that. Everything is like a parable. They all
story. That's dope, though.
Be like, yo, how do I get to Flatbush? Well, you know, 30 years ago. Dog, I just want to
What's it? That's the directions in Peter Pan. It's like turn right and go and continue till morning.
Fifth star on the right, something like
continue
that.
Continue till morning.
Yeah, third Starbucks to the left.
That's
keep
New
going
York
till
direction.
You see more white
Speaking
people.
Of New York
now you're
direction,
on Flatbush.
You said you're not even in New York very much anymore.
Man, I've been just traveling. You know, I've been focused the past couple of years, not just in music, just in the tech space. I've been developing.
That's the stuff people
something.
Don't see.
Yeah, which is important because, you know, you take time out to really just develop it. So I've been, like, in and out. I haven't been, you know, I used to love in New York. Used to be here, like, every week. But I was so excited, like, I think, like, a week ago. You know, you remember how I used to do my basement parties back in the day. So I was so excited that, because, you know, like, I remember, like, coming up, I used to always love to go to puff parties, like, it was like there was an energy that was in New York where it wasn't really about hype, but it was just about having that sense of belonging and just playing music where there was no politics. It was like you could just go in there and catch a vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I missed that. I definitely missed that about New York, but I had to get... I'm in my 40s, so I had to get that in order of what I plan to do. For the next couple years, because you know, before that, I was trying to be president, you know, and after that, I came back, put music out. I feel so good just being in the music space, because for me, music's like the umbrella, just being in that safe haven that keeps me sane while I work on my tech company. You know?
How did you get into tech, though? I'm always curious because you didn't go to school for that, it's not your expertise, but you have maybe some dollars and some influence that maybe people want. Is how do you get
Well, keep in mind.
Good at it.
but keep in mind, I'm an audio engineer before everything. When I was doing the score, no one was paying attention to that. That was basically done in my basement. So if you could see, like, me and Jerry, Wonder, we're like studio buffs. So for me as an audio engineer, think about, like, the score. That was done in a basement.
Yeah.
Like,
we gotta get Jerry in here one of these days. He's gotta give us some of these secrets.
Yeah, it wasn't done in no Sony studio. So for me, all I did was... So my IT brain of my audio,
I'm
just working on solutions in that in my 40s.
How to fix the problems that you come across as an engineer, producer, et cetera.
You know what I mean? So I'm actually ready for the breaking news.
What?
I'm building what will be,
for our generation, the first hip-hop guitar.
Well,
Jaw
shit.
On the floor.
Yeah, like I don't even know what that's gonna what that can look like. Well,
because
first of all,
I don't play, so I don't even know the problems with traditional rock or blues guitars.
Thing. You don't really have to know how to play, right?
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, but
you don't have to know how to do anything
there's
nowadays.
There's a culture that we have, right?
Okay.
I just think, you know, when Les Paul and them was doing their guitars, it was the time Vietnam, everything was going on. Our culture, hip-hop, is the richest culture right now within our generation.
Facts.
So as the hip-hop guitarist, coming from the vocab with the graffiti guitar, I am inventing what will be the first hip hop guitar. Can you still, and listen, a 6-year-old could play it.
Can you still play it with your mouth?
Huh? That's what you want to know, right?
As every woman will ask every man whether there's a guitar in the room or not.
I'm like, can you still play it with your mouth? I'm like, yo, for our generation, I'm creating. You know how Dr. Dre created beats? I'm like, yo, I'm creating the first hip hop. Do you still play guitar with your mouth? Actually, yes, I do.
Yes, okay. Well, I just needed to know.
I will play my hip hop guitar with my mouth.
As every woman will ask, there's no guitar in the room when women ask me that question. Can you still play it with your mouth?
We were listening to some classical music the other day. On the way back. We're like, this Chopin is fast. Imagine what he could do with.
See, look at y'all. Oh my God! Did I tell you that this show is we talk the real perverted, freaky, sneaky here?
Man, listen, man, y'all we're
adults.
We're adults. Right?
I'm not saying
there's that space. You know what I mean? So shoot out. Baby.
Well, you took a picture with a banana hammock on a Ducati, so I can imagine you about that life.
You can imagine. What do they say? They say once you go voodoo, you don't want to go nowhere else. You ever heard that?
No. Okay,
just so you know, like when I would imagine, fam, I'm into that real, like mystique type. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, you know, you gotta take it to like the seventh heaven. You dig what I'm saying?
We're talking about like different realms
So listen,
tantric.
You did see me.
There's so many things I could say here.
Go, baby. Go ahead.
You do what you have inspired like one of the most legendary. Relationship based albums
of all time
from a scorned woman, a woman with an issue with you. So if that was the voodoo effect,
you know,
maybe you should be spreading that around a little more often. We get some more classic music out here.
Like Julio Iglesias right now. To all the girls I've loved before, all the girls.
Suck it.
Oh, isn't it crazy? 20 years plus, that's still so much a part of your background and your legacy, like the whole you Prize Lauren dynamic, and then the you and Lauren dynamic, and how much that mingled in with the music, and it's now cemented into your story. Like when you go back and look what came from it, like Mary J. Blige, people often say that when she's happy the music isn't great. But when she's going through something or feeling some kind of way, we get this classic soul felt music. No, it's almost undeniable at this point. And look what Lauren was going through to give us an album that's considered one of the greatest joints of all time.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I would say for me,
sparked by this guy.
Poor me, right?
Or something.
I would say, so everywhere I go, and everybody's like, yo, you know, Fugees is part of the legacy. You can't never shake it.
Facts.
So on the mixtape, I have a song called Letter to the Fugees.
I was there.
Right? And then I had like Ghost do the intro from Power and everything. And so for me, the bottom line to this is this, dude. At the end of the day, whether we listen to Marvin Gaye, we listen to Stevie Wonder, whoever, music that comes from an honest place at a time, as long as it's honest and pure, whatever they talking about, like you could be like, okay, Bach, this is why I love Bach. But when you dig into Bach, you'd be like, oh, this dude is deep. But at the same time, there's always, to me, there's a connection, man. Music and passion, there's just always a natural connection with it. And once again, you're doing it and you're not thinking about it, right? Because now you can look back and be like, oh, this was my mistake. I did that. But at the end of the day, think about it. Like 20 years later, right, we still talking about that. So that means that there's people actually going through this right now. You know what I mean?
It's a timeless feeling.
Yeah, it's a timeless feeling, like Mary J. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're used for time for a certain reason. That's really how I look at it, the law of relativity.
So what
Einstein smoking gun, Joe.
I had a conversation this afternoon with one of my closer homies, and we were talking about artists who popped in the 90s and did legendary work and how they freeze up when it's time to come back. And we talked about Dr. Dre and how Detox will probably never happen because he can't live up to the hype because he took too long to give us another one. How Nas didn't take too long. That's why Illmatic is cemented, but nobody holds him to that same standard. I mean, they do, but that's up to him. But you dig what I'm saying? Andre 3000 now is telling us he'll never make another album, and a lot of it feels like he's just too shook to try and compete with himself. He doesn't want to try and do it again. He's waited too long. He's now got cold feet. You don't seem to have that problem. Like, right after the Fugees, you started...
But what's the biggest gap in albums that you've had?
Well, I mean, when I ran for president, right. I would say the 8-year gap in coming back. And clearly, I left because I was like, I want to be president of a country. But for me, I always tell people, like, coming from Haiti, like, I tell people this, I don't think they're, like, I ain't from the projects. So by the time I got to the projects, I felt like I was rich. Mm. So for me, where I come, I'm from a hut. So that means when I do music, I ain't just doing the music. It's like coming from where I come from, it becomes a form of survival, right? Mm-hmm. So you learn every aspect of the culture all of the time. So like you can see, I dropped the Carnival 3 for the older heads. Mm-hmm. And then 3 weeks later, I dropped the mixtape Inspired. Mm-hmm. And with the mixtape, I redo Kendrick Lamar, I redo Drake, I redo everything. And I'm saying at the end of the day, I could bar for bar because that's what we do. But at the end of the day, I just think people like from my era, they give themselves too much pressure at times, right?
Fair, okay.
Because we doing it for, it's like, what record are you trying to break? Like, I mean, dude, I've did 100 million records of work. Like, what? It doesn't... Did we do this for the records? Did we do this to break records? Nah, man. We really did it for the movement. So for me, for love, records, for the culture, yeah. Like, I just love music. Man.
I hope you're talking to Three Stacks right now, because if I got him in this chair, that would be my argument with him. He told an interviewer that, you know, the kids these days, I'm not sure that I could connect with them. And I'm like, why are you trying to connect with 19-year-olds? That's not... That the 30 and up still are waiting for you to come through. We loved you. Yeah, like 20... actually, not even 30 and up. I'll do 25 and up. If you were anywhere near when that Outkast bomb was dropping, you want more stuff from him.
Yeah, well, I mean, once again, as a fan, but... At the same time, I understand it. It's still like that double-edged sword, right? Because when you get older, you're not writing as much, right? Mm-hmm. You ain't barring up as much. A 19-year-old is literally sitting there, and every 2 minutes, they're writing 16 bars, right? So,
well, they're also trying to figure things out. Once you figure things out a little bit more, it's like less questions in the bars. It's less unsurety.
100%. You know what I mean? So
it's like, you've grown. Let me just simplify it. And I got 4 bars for you, and that's all you need.
And I also don't need... a 16 every month from you, Stacks.
Yeah,
Eminem. Like when the gods come through, you don't need. It doesn't have to be filler. I would prefer dudes at that level, the Nas's, the Jays, to take their time. I just don't believe in the concept of artists retiring. I don't. I think that's. I don't think that's.
Because you're greedy.
I think the goal of any artist, and I've said this a million times, I'll say it again, I think the goal of any artist is to do it to death. I think that's the goal, to do your art for a living. You find a way to artistically express yourself. James Brown died on Christmas on the way to a show. Aretha, like every great, Gregory Hines found out he had cancer. He didn't go on bed rest. He put in more work
till
he
fell.
Charlie Murphy was on a tour. What's name died on his couch writing sheet music. Like, this is how you're Etta James. Like, you do it to death. You do it till it's done. That's the goal
so
of
how
the
you
artist.
Wanna die?
Not sure.
Doing
yet.
It to death.
Not sure yet. But to your point, right? At the end of the day, music is something that we do naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if something was to happen to me right now, you have God literally 3,000 Wyclef songs. That's just in a vault that we constantly record. That don't stop. So I think the idea, because for me, like, music is a safe haven. It's my therapy. I don't talk to no therapist, right? So this is where, if I'm feeling something, I'm going to go ahead. And it don't necessarily mean, like, you have to put it out all
okay.
the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, get it out of your chest, because you'll always know, okay, you know what? I feel like putting some music out. And then you don't feel pressure. I feel like we're in the best time, right? Because at the end of the day, if I say I want to put a jazz album out mm-hmm. to show my jazz roots from high school, I could do that. If I say I want to put out an all Creole album, you say you want to do a hip hop, you can do that.
Rules.
Ain't no set rules. So I think we definitely at the best time. And I got to tell you, man, I miss like Outkast.
you know, I miss like Nas, you know, I love Jay-Z.
Those mixtapes, Once Upon a Time in 92, Once Upon a Time in 93. Mm-hmm. That's a mixtape series or whatever. Uh-huh. So I was looking up for some song. Oh, 93 to Infinity. I was looking for.
Oh, this is how we rock. I do that
this
in the show.
This is how
shows.
We chill.
I love that song because my girl was born in 93. Right. And I was like, so weird. Anyway, but I was looking through that and I was like, in 94, 95 is Southern Cadillac, Funkadelic, whatever.
Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music.
Yeah, that's it. But I was like, yo, I forgot they've been around that long.
Yeah.
I forgot because I'm so young. Like,
Shout out to Souls of Mischief real quick, because that was $7 digits. Call up Bridget. Her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends. Yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swig it. You know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler. Break out the ruler.
In Germany. That's the only reason. I was like, I met a lot of these people and then did research on their music.
Yeah.
It was backwards.
Shout out to the Souls.
Yo, and it was funny. Like, I actually was more influenced by, like, the whole hieroglyphics movement. Like, because if you peep my rap style, like, in the early, like, 90s, you know, mm-hmm. and the stuff that I was talking about, it was, like, more, I was listening to Out in the Bay. Like,
so, Dell.
Dell. Come on, all of that. Like, I was listening to that move, so, and you know who remind me of them? An East Coast version, by the time I got to Jersey, was a group, it was a gang that was called the Outsiders.
Oh, you talking about Eminem's original crew.
Yeah, like, so they had Young Z, it had like Pace One, Tongue, Pace One, and they had that
Rod Digger.
Yeah, they were like the hieroglyph, because they was spitting lyrics, but it was just like, you was like, yo, man, what are they smoking? You know what I mean?
which one of these seven levels of...
I need to smoke with that, they smoke.
I always compared Hiro to... I always felt like they were a West Coast native tongue.
Big time.
Which you are, I don't know how directly, but you are definitely in the native tongue family tree. If they've never inducted you, somebody, you're missing the t-shirt in the Dakota ring. Somebody needs to go get that together.
Maybe because I'm from the island. I don't know. But yeah, definitely. But you know what? So there was something going on with that native tongue thing, right? But then there was, because the native tongue had a suburban hood twist to it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, lyrical. It was like, so what happened was the Fugees was half native tongue, and then there was like half outside.
Outside. I can
see
that
completely.
Because
it was sort of like, I was from the hood. Like, mm-hmm. Booger basement, crack house in the back. Mm-hmm. Lawrence from the suburbs. She was from Maplewood. Mm-hmm. Then she would come down to the hood. And then, so what happened is when you put that energy together and that conversation... was the first time, like, you would get, like, okay, you know, you from the burbs, you from the hood, but we really want, how do we figure these conversations and these stories out? Mm-hmm. So, for me, it was crazy you said that, because Lauren was putting me up on, like, De La Soul. I'm showing you, for example. She was putting me up on Tribe Called Quest. I was a jazz major, and when I listened to rap, I wanted to listen to rap. So, I was listening to, like, Coogee rap. You know what I mean? Then I was like, I want to be a battle rapper. So it was sort of like when you get all that fusion. The crazy thing was, my first music video where I was an extra, and I always tell kids this, was Eric B and Rakim. Don't Sweat the Technique.
Oh my God, I'm going to go watch that video. Bass.
So when you watch that, so I'd be like, yo, do y'all understand how I'm embedded in the culture? I said, y'all don't have no. I said, man, I'm playing. I took my upright bass from Jersey, got on the train, went to Staten Island. Got in front of the mansion. I didn't have a clue what video was being shot. Dude looked at me, and my man had his drum kit. Said, what y'all here for? I mean, what are we here for? We here for Rakim's video. Don't Sweat the Technique. Put us at the bar, and the R was late. So literally, we got lucky, and dude started shooting us at the bar because they got to do pickup shots. Years later, the R came to my show at the House of Blues. And I was like, you don't understand. He was like, what? I said, let me explain. I said, look, when
we
you get
you about
home,
our history.
Man, I mean, when you get home, man, like, you need to look at Don't Sweat the Technique. I said, this is Nel East White Clef Jean playing the upright bass. So I was listening to, like, people like the R. I was, like, just obsessed with that. You know, because
for those
that,
who don't know, the R is Rakim.
I was listening
for you outside. For you outsiders.
To the God, like,
for you,
you
casual,
I mean?
Listeners.
Were you actually, like, cast for it? Or you guys just showed up for it?
Nope. I was in chaos. I just had a dream and a vision. That's
Did you play the actual bass line?
Boom, nope, doom, I just doom, knew doom, the record. Because I had all of it on, like, you know, I used to collect all, like, 45s and the vinyls. And then as a jazz major in high school,
I play upright. That was one of my instruments. So I could automatically hear it. And I heard my man, yo, there was a magazine in New York. It was called Backstage. And with this magazine, you can always see what's being shot in different videos. And my man was like, yo, I got a plug. Rakim and Shooter. This is what I tell kids. I'd be like, yo, just go for your dream. Like, we could have went up to this big mansion. Dude's like, listen, y'all ain't getting in here. Y'all could, but so what? We actually took that chance. Just take your chance.
I don't pass that same advice.
You know, you'd be like, do not come to the mansion.
No.
Not collect $200.
You know why? Because most of what I'm seeing from millennials now isn't a dream to be a successful artist. It's a dream to be famous.
There's a different thing. Yeah.
Huge difference. Yeah. At your show.
Huge difference.
At your show. The show you just did for the mixtape. You know I was there. We dapped it up.
Vibes.
Yeah, it was great night. Remember when you opened it up to the MCs?
Right? Oh, this story.
Right. Remember everybody who wasn't there, Clef was DJing all night. He hired a DJ and then got on the turntables himself and just played records all night.
Yeah, I gave the DJs off that.
The night off.
Y'all work hard.
He hired him and then took his job and decided he was just going to let him sit there. It was the easiest money that anyone's ever made in life. He literally showed up to turn a couple knobs, sip margaritas, and just have a good time.
Yeah, man.
Clef opens it up, picks up his guitar, opens it up to the crowd, says, are there any MCs in the house? Come up here. We're going to vibe out, right? Of course. The MCs start clamoring. The people start, you know, everybody's waiting for the chance to get up and do their thing with Clef. There's this one guy. He was the first guy to make his way up there. He sucked ass. He was fucking awful, right? He was fucking awful. Like, awful, awful, awful. And Clef just kind of cut it. Was like, nah, playboy, the bar is set a little too high for you to be here. Like, you gotta go, right? As the dude's walking off, I'm booing him loudly, and I'm the only person doing it. But I wanted him to know. I looked him dead in the face. Boo!
That's
boo!
You
were fucking terrible. Boo! What's wrong with you? Boo!
That's the guy you don't want to show up to the mansion with an upright, because
exactly
you aren't worthy.
What happened was, the night goes on. Clef is doing this thing. There's tons of MCs. A couple were impressive. Like, a few people were really impressive.
Yeah, I was really impressed by.
Few people were average.
That Sam line
hit her.
The
chubby dude. The chubby dude who got up there and was like going back and forth with you.
Multi-talented. Versatility.
He was bodying.
Yeah.
But then I'll never forget this. Right when you called it. Right when you said, okay, that's enough. I'm going back to the turntables. There was this one kid. He was on your left. He never got a chance to get to the mic. The main reason I don't give that kind of encouragement to everybody is because for that one guy who got up there first, just to act stupid, you took a slot from somebody who really wanted it. Mm-hmm. And we will never know what that guy was going to say. He might have said something to you that night, blew your mind, impressed everybody in the spot.
Why Clef Bashment? So let's catch him at
Funky the Funky Fresh. Time. How about we? How
if
about
that was you?
I got
if
you every month. Don't worry.
How about you? Let me
know.
Let me work the door, and we just screen out these cornballs to
you
keep
can screen out the talent.
Yeah,
I like you. You're like, yo. Boom! Hey, man. Boom, boom, boom. You see me? Boom, boom.
I ran up on him. I was like, dude, that was fucking terrible. That was fucking
That's a talent in itself, to be able to be so fucking honest. There's political correctness in this world right
well,
now.
I grew up with the Apollo Theater.
Yeah, how about that?
I saw the eggs coming. I mean,
2017
they don't play.
Is like everyone gets a trophy.
I have a qualified ear. That's what I tell people. Like, there's an opinion, and then there's a qualified opinion. We all in this room take flights a lot. None of us would think that we could talk flying with a pilot. We don't have a qualified opinion. That's not a qualified opinion.
Fact.
We eat at great restaurants. I would never think that I could sit down with a chef and tell him how to cook. I don't have that kind of qualified opinion. I got my driver's license. Can I step to a NASCAR racer and tell him how to cook? No, my opinion's not qualified. Just because you have internet access and a million albums does not mean that you have a qualified opinion when it comes to music. And I noticed that a lot of people flood spaces because they feel their opinions
are qualified. Everybody should be able to say yay or nay, but that's about
it. Sure, for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
For yourself,
but
absolutely.
It's like taking a poll.
Well,
you take a poll, and if they like listening, shit, they buy
man.
It.
Listen, yeah. Homeboy's listening. Yeah. Like I tell you, I miss New York. Yeah. Once a month, we always going to have that Wyclef Bashment. I don't care where I'm at around the world. So it's either going to be in a basement or on the roof.
Okay.
And,
say it again. What are we doing every month?
You already know the Wyclef Bashment. Every month, yo, I'm gonna hire a DJ, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna give him the night off. I'm gonna be rocking. And of course, you know,
it looks like the open mic, we're going to have some kind of a rule. You know what I mean? Like a sudden death 2 second
rule. Yeah, slaughter rule. Like, yeah, no.
Two seconds.
I got you.
Get that signal like, hey!
I got you. You know what? Hired me to be the DJ, seeing as how the DJ's not DJing anyway.
The lunk bell at fucking Planet Fitness, where
we
have to go. Yes. Is that the big bell like on the thing? If you grunt too much, drop your weights and whatever. I mean, I think that's cool.
Two seconds. We give them 2 seconds.
You get a bell. The bell goes off. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I'll take the DJ job. Seeing as how that's the easiest. I'll show up.
It's as easy. The DJ I bring the crate anyway.
The DJ
signature. The girl was impressive too. Like bars.
No, you had three people who I thought got up there.
Yeah, the other kid is like ready for the trainer, but he had a pretty good scheme. Some kid got up there, he was a trainer, but the one that took the celebrity lines, his whole rap
scheme. Yeah, no, that was dope.
Yeah, he took
that
was a very celebrity scheme.
Yeah, I turned on my Farrah Fawcett.
He had a bunch. Yeah, he was barring up.
Clef, how do you date?
Date
women. How do you date?
I can't. I'm married.
How are you married?
How did I used to date?
Yeah, No. Screw that. You know what? Let's move all the way past that. Being married doesn't mean you're not dating anymore.
Well, I'm not dating anymore.
But you date your wife. How do you and your wife get down? See, all the women now in the room are nodding because they saw where I was going.
Well, I mean, you have to keep it fresh. You got to keep it innovative. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep it 100, right?
Okay.
You feel me? So on my birthday, I was at the strip club. You know what I mean?
You should be.
You know, having a good time. I just think that the reality of any situation is this, right? It has to remain fun, mm-hmm. right? And there's something called the human factor,
okay.
right? And then the human factor is the most important factor. Like, when people think, oh, I can't make a mistake, or I'm such a goody two-shoe, look at me now, look what I'm doing, I think that's where the mistake comes in. You know what I mean? So with me, it's just clear, like, the life that I live, have I made mistakes? But you have to know in your life what's priority to you.
Okay.
Right? And that's really the key. Because everybody who's listening understand, like, okay, this is priority to me. And I think you can't mix priority with illusion, because once you do that, you fucked. You
know illusion what I mean? Being the chicken, the strip club.
That's right. Well, the chicken heads. Like, you have to know, okay, this is priority, okay?
This is also happening around.
Yeah, and it's illusion. So you got, because if you just rely on the illusion, brother, you ain't going to never be happy, man.
But you have a... Can your wife enjoy the illusion along with you? Can she kick it in the strip club and
she was in the strip club with me.
Nice.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it'd been boring.
You don't hide her.
I mean, that's very interesting.
What is?
That she was there. You know what I mean? That makes it cool, though.
Cameron was with his wife, with his lady for 10 years. They recently split after 10 years. They asked him why. He said it just wasn't fun anymore. And women kind of hung him out to dry on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if they understand that in the brain of a man. First of all, I don't know that women get that relationships for us are like sex to them. The same way a woman can walk outside and get dick in seconds, a man can like just put some status up on Facebook and get a relationship. It's really that easy for us, just like y'all. So if it's not fun, it can be left behind. If you're going to be a stone around my neck, then I can hang this up and go someplace else. I'm not saying men should be that
fun,
frivolous.
It takes two. That's
right,
that's
exactly.
That's why women were mad. Because it takes two to get stony. For it to become a stone. No woman is just sitting there like, I'm going to be a sourpuss because it's fun. You become a sourpuss because he didn't give you attention, because he didn't call for too many days.
I'm going to let you speak for you. You get down like that, but you're different.
But you know what's deep about what
both of you are saying. Nobody's a turkey
for the fun of it. The best relationships are the opposites. Opposites attract. If you got to come home and you talking to the person about the exact same thing that you're doing and they're doing, it's like, that can also like taint stuff, you know?
Okay.
If you have your own conversation, they have their own conversation.
You're learning constantly from them.
Yeah, of course. And really, right, I'm a person who read, right?
Okay.
And so think about this. Every man, every woman that's listening to this, so we're subject by laws and constitutions that are created by what? Institutions, right? So then you and your partner make up your own institution. Because if you do that, then you're good.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
we have the same understanding.
That's right.
How this
and
works.
It's really exactly, and that's the key to everything. It's like, okay, how can we get to an understanding? And that's the most important part. Because if you don't have that, then you're just saying, okay, I'm going to rely on the rules that were set for me by whoever said these are
society
the rules.
Or yeah, right. Culture
y'all,
or
but whatever
y'all
decide to, mm-hmm. then y'all stick to it. Because then like that, you're not really breaking the rules. And she ain't really breaking the rules.
What do you guys have in place? What's something that's outside of the norm for you and your wife?
I think really for me, having a daughter mm-hmm. that's 12 going on 13.
Oh, salute.
It just going puts on certain things. Going on 18. It just puts shit in perspective. You feel what I'm okay. saying to you? Because if it was like, it's like almost like you can't run. It's almost like sometimes you want to run wild, mm-hmm. right? But then you like, hold up. Because it's almost like people say, yo, once you, they said a daughter stopped me in my tracks, if that makes sense. Yeah. That was like, yo, we ain't think nobody could control this dude. But his daughter got him in the bed.
This little girl right now.
Yeah. I think I heard Ty Dolla saying something like that. Like, because, you know, like when you have, it's almost like you just find yourself like, because if you didn't, you'd just be like, yo, you know. I think, though, what keeps the bond together, though, is the fact that we both human, right? And if something is based from real friendship, then you have to accept the fact that mistakes are gonna happen, mm-hmm. and can you correct it, and can you move past it, right? Mm-hmm. And then at times, here's a great game: play truth or dare.
Oh shit!
Oh,
it's
snap.
A good game, man. Oh like, shit! It's a good game.
It's a good game.
That, like really, mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. try.
We played that
with your partner.
Uh-huh. We yeah, played right. that in the club for
yeah.
All right,
it's a good game.
Yeah, all right, fellas. The Eminem show is not responsible for the opinions, comments, or commentary of Wyclef Jean.
Clef just told me try two for that. Hey, baby. So I was thinking, uh-huh. you know, could we do a three what? Fuck out of here with that shit. But
Wyclef
said, you yeah, know. Uh-huh.
So I dare you to go get a girl for tonight.
Now, I dare you to bring back your homegirl, yeah. Shaniqua.
Right. So don't be so specific, yo.
Nah, damn that. I'm big game hunting. I dare you to bring back your homegirl, Shaniqua, some fishnets, and a Hot Wheel track. And yo, let's see what we can do once we get in this room.
I don't know why. I'm sorry. This is... Never mind. I'm not saying. Nope. I just climbed up. You said Shaniqua. There's a mayor named Keisha. I'm sorry, but it's like it's a new thing. The fact that there's a mayor, Keisha
oh yeah,
Bottom,
yeah,
in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is that only 92,000 people voted for that mayor.
I'm just enjoying the fact that
5 million people in the greater area, 5 million people in the greater Atlanta area, mm-hmm. and 45 voted for the other lady, 46,000 voted for.
So basically, voter
Keisha.
Registration is down.
Is
who, they don't give a shit. A, they don't give a shit. But now they're gonna be like, hey, we have a black man.
Well, those people have lost hope in the process altogether. Getting back to something you said earlier, Jay-Z said that.
About the
a big critique on Jay in the 444 album was the fact that he alluded to the fact that it took his twins and his daughter for him to kind of get his mentality, shit together. Yeah. And women ate him alive because 47 years old, you just now getting your shit together, 47, that's fucked up.
Beyonce
blah,
wasn't
blah,
enough.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
she's not a child that needs your adoration, though. It's different. She's human, like you said. She's human. She fucked up maybe too.
But guess what?
I don't know what she did, but she's human. She fucked up somewhere.
100%. But the reality of it is, when you reach that place, you really don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, you really like,
right.
At the end of the day, your whole focus is to make sure that little one's okay. Like, mm-hmm. Anything else goes deaf ear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, moving on. The way you ask, like, how do you date or how do you keep it interesting? Like, more specifically, like, how is sex as you get older, like, more wild, different, passionate, steady? Like, what would you say?
As far steady.
As, you know what I mean? Like, some people
agenda-ish?
Like...
Agenda-ish?
No. Well, chore-ish? Yeah, it could be, right? Yeah. Some people, it's like...
All right, it's Wednesday. Come on, let's get. All right, come on.
Or is it still exciting? Or would you say?
I don't believe that. I hate that.
Is it like a plan? Like
routine.
That's whack. That's whack.
Run up behind her, smack her ass while she's cooking. Like I don't know how it works.
That's whack.
That's
so. I think it works like this. Animal instinct. Right. It's like
pheromones.
Yeah, yeah, it's
you
like
smell her.
Listen to what I'm trying to. It's straight up like,
okay,
you know, it's like the lion, right? You know what I mean? Y'all praying for the food, right? And you feel it, you know what I mean? And if you're not hungry, don't go for the food, right? Because then you're subject to saying, oh, that was okay, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But don't give yourself a time, a space, a month, or, you know what I mean? It's like at the end of the day, that's your partner. You good, y'all having vibes, watching movies, you having a great time. And then it's always going to kick in. And when it kick in, it's like animal instinct. So then it's just natural, opposed to creating a day and a time and saying,
it's been a week since we've it's been know, a week, done it, ladies. So
now you're putting,
about that time.
Yeah, pressure now on you're putting it. Another energy. Mm-hmm. Now it ain't going to come from that place of spontaneity.
Yeah,
you
now know it comes I mean? From.
Like it got to come from that place
pressure.
Of spontaneity.
Now you got it. Now you got a pressure behind it.
Yeah, because right. spontaneity. Mm-hmm. It'll allow you to play guitar with your tongue.
And we're back.
Hey, have you ever brought instruments?
Like we never left. And we're back.
Have you brought instruments into the bedroom? I just wanted to, you ever play?
Yeah, that's gross. No instruments in the bedroom.
No, not inside somebody, but like, have you ever, you play, is it sexy? Like do, you, well, do you sing or
who
play?
Who says no does instruments in the sexual?
I said that.
No,
I'm suggesting listen, no flutes no, listen, inside
listen,
a woman, but like.
Listen, there's no.
Wait, what?
Listen. There's no
one
sex.
Time at band camp? Listen, come on now, it's a joke.
Listen, there's no sex in
I didn't
the
make
champagne
it up.
Room. You know what I mean? No sex in the champagne room, but instruments are allowed in the room, bro.
And I have sex in the champagne room.
Oh, you do?
I have a lot of champagne in the sex room. Sorry,
I don't even drink, so there's nothing for me to do in the champagne room but have sex. That's exactly what I showed up for. Now, y'all can have the bottles. I came here for all this other stuff. Go on, take a few more sips, lighten yourself up, and we can get into the stuff that I showed up for in the first place.
Ass and titties. That's what
I came for.
Another thing.
It's funny because even on that Jay-Z, back on that Jay-Z tip, I always tell women, the man told you he was about the money. Somebody who's in that mindset of getting money is not going to be emotionally mature. Like, they sacrifice one for the other. Your brother Prize came in here, and we had a nice thing. And he told us a story about a woman he had been wanting to fuck for years. He managed to get 3 strokes in, and then the bat phone rang, and he literally got up, pulled out, and went to answer the phone.
The business call.
And like, for me, when a man tells you, I'm a hustler, that's not just a catchphrase for everybody. The dudes who are about the bread, that's their focus. And it takes a special kind of mind to go chase $1 billion. I think you got to be locked. I couldn't do it. I got too much sentimental shit with me. I want to stop and live life. I want to smell
cuddle
roses.
And stuff.
Yeah,
and
I want to go out when it's snowing. Phone ring, let it ring. Like, no, I'm playing guitar here with my mouth. I don't want to answer the phone right now. I'm playing another instrument. And I'm getting some good reverb off this motherfucker. So I'm chilling. I would think as an artist, you being as passionate as you are about almost all things across the board, I wonder if that ever gets heavy for you. I wonder if...
Well, I mean, that's definitely a good question, right? So you got people that chase dollars, right? Everyone has a hustle in the hood. Mm-hmm. So me, I wanted to be that dude
like Prince.
I wanted to be that guy that played like 15 instruments.
All of them.
Yeah, so basically... Badass. Yeah, so it was... It's crazy, right? Because at times when you're supposed to be on that date, right, and mm-hmm. you're supposed to be in the restaurant, I'm sitting there slapping the bass. You know what
slapping
I mean? And I'm trying to get
the
bass cracked.
Slapping the
bass. Yeah, and trying to figure out what the piano is and all of that. So I definitely think, once again, but that works both ways. It works for men, and it also works for women. Because we're in a new generation right now. And whatever your partner is most passionate about, you at the level, you have to understand that, right? Mm-hmm. It's funny because before I came here, I just dropped my girl at the fashion district, right? So she...
Oh, God. With the credit card?
No. She'll give me... Yo, real talk, when I was in the hood, that's the person I went to, used to go borrow money from to go to the club with me and Prize. Club 88. That's the same person I'm with.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I dropped it there because she had a line called Fuchsia and was doing Bryant Park and all of that. Then when we had my daughter, she took time off to go raise her.
And now basically she's getting back into that fashion. Mm-hmm. Man, I walk in the house the other day and all I see is like, she's sitting there and she's painting. She's doing all these designs and it's just flowing through her head. So I'm like, yo, you good? And then I step away. Because at the end of the day, I understand what that's like.
That's a creative
like.
Space.
Right. Yeah, so she's... at the end of the day, it takes a certain mind to understand an individual's creative space. Mm-hmm. So before you even get involved with someone, if someone tell you, yo, I'm a hustler, you already know what I do. I'm up by getting money. Or someone's telling you, yo, I'm trying to get to the marathon. Or you have to, right from the gate,
believe
understand,
them.
Believe them, mm-hmm. support them, yeah. and don't really get pissed off when certain things happen because they already told you who they are.
This right. is what I just told this girl I know. I went to her birthday party, we had a slumber party, a bunch of girls, get girl talk and all this, and she's talking about this guy that she's like, oh, he texts me happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, so that's your man? She goes, well, he says he doesn't want a relationship, but he, you know, he texts me all the time and he does this and he sent me flowers and all that. And I was like, so you believe him when he says good morning, you look beautiful. You believe him when he says let's fuck. You believe him when he says you're hot, but you don't believe him when he says I don't want a relationship. He's telling you all these things,
so far,
and they're all equally
true.
He's been really great and honest. He wants to fuck you and spend time with you, and he likes you, and he doesn't want to be tied down to you. She's like, I don't know if it's just me or he doesn't want a relationship in general. I said, the man told
does
you.
Does it matter?
I said, it really doesn't matter. I said, if he meets another woman and wants to marry her, that's really not a judgment on you. Man told you he doesn't want a relationship, and he enjoys your time. Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah. You have
so
a relationship.
If you're with a hustler or a musician, you got to know that's what they want to do.
I have
and
a random
you that.
Question.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had Heather Hunter on the show yet?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? She sat in your chair.
Right there.
She sat actually, right where
and
you
And he wants to sell the chair and cast it in bronze.
That's the homie. You know.
That's who introduced us.
Yeah,
she introduced
of course.
Us. Yeah.
Do you ever seen her artwork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once again, we was talking about that creative space with people, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of
her
the day.
Iconic paintings are sick.
Incredible. So I was just saying, like, when you as an individual just know who you are and understand your talent and your capability, you really don't give a fuck. Because mm-hmm. at the end of
I'm
the day,
yeah.
I'm going to do this. And I think that anybody who respects their partner and says, you know what, I'm going to let you do this and I'm just going to ride with you and understand it. But fam, that takes a certain amount of thinking because relationships break up on a daily because of this conversation we have.
Mm. I said, if you love somebody, you love them enough to let them be who they are. Don't love them for what they could be. You said the whole potential thing. Love them for who they actually are and let them be that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can compromise and change and stuff for each other a little bit, but...
I subscribe to the basic plumbing theory. Like my father always said, you know, if you want to change the basic plumbing of a house, you got to tear down the whole house. You got to learn to accept people's basic plumbing. It is what it is. At their core, everybody is this thing. You figure out what that thing is. You can add on the basic plumbing.
Right.
You can put some attachments on it. They can grow. They can learn.
Get a new couch.
But to the core, that's who that person is. And if you don't dig the basic plumbing, you pretty much just need to change houses.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell the dude something, man. This is real.
Oh, shit.
This is real, man. You got to really, you know, like, you got to step it up, man. Like, really do different stuff for the women, man. Like, this is how dudes is losing their women. Because, you know, you got... niggas like me that's just, you know, standing on their head, learning how to be a male stripper, you know, taking pictures on Ducati with Speedos. And while y'all laughing, it's little niggas like me that creep up. So it's important
right.
that as much as we want the woman, bands, 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 you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we in the era right now. Like, let's make it as interesting
other,
for them. Right? That's the key.
Yeah.
So let's all entertain. This sound like one big orgy. Let's all entertain each other.
Kind of here for
sounds like a circus. Sounds like a carnival.
sounds like a mecca kind of party to me. So it's the Carnival 4. Let's all entertain each other. The Carnival 4. The carnage at the carnival. Some bacchanal for real. Let's everybody just... Yeah, now I'm thinking thoughts. I'm trying to figure out how we can put this together.
Are you the ring man in the middle? The conductor.
Bring the guitar with you.
You over there.
It's going to get spicy. You with the blonde. This way. Yeah. Brunettes down
ride
front. Redheads to the back. Everybody move around. Dreadlocks in the center. Go. Hurry up.
Listen.
We need Gatorade on the left flank.
Shut up. So listen, we always do this. We don't have
we're
to
out of baby wipes. No, just go. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Foul on the play. Sorry.
Too many men on the field.
Listen, so we play shuffle. We don't have to play shuffle, but who do you listen to? If you're listening to music, do you listen to yourself?
Who's on your phone?
No, I don't listen.
Some people
to
listen.
Right now on my phone is like Buju Banton.
Okay.
When it comes to the reggae, also listen to like Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Miles Davis, R. Blakey, like stuff like that.
Classics.
Kendrick Lamar.
New classics.
I love Kendrick Lamar, like Drake, a lot of Afro beats, because that's like coming from
WizKid
Haiti.
Popped out of nowhere.
WizKid, yeah. And I was like in Nigeria when that whole movement was going on, which is great.
Can we agree that 10 years makes a classic? Can you and I come to that agreement? That you need at least 10 years in before we can consider something a classic?
Big time. As a person or as a song or as a
in general,
career?
You got a classic material, music-wise.
No, 10 years.
10 years.
Illmatic.
Okay.
It's gotta be 10. It's gotta be at least 10, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So
good.
When you said Kendrick is new classic, it's like he's working on becoming a classic.
He's heading towards his 10th year. The first album is heading towards year 10, where we can start considering it classic. You play it at year 10 and see if it has the same impact on you.
Or if people are still talking about it, or still it hits somebody's rotation.
Ready to Die.
Damn, Ready to Die, man.
The Reasonable Doubt, Illmatic.
Score.
The Score thing, because I'm about to call it the name of the singles. I'm about to say, Ready or Not. Like, The Score, Into the 36 Chambers, Drake's first album, We'll See. Like, you know, I think we need to start getting the criteria in order so we can avoid less people running up on your shows doing whack shit when Clef pulls the guitar out.
One more random old trivia question. Who's somebody you haven't worked with that you want to?
Fuck me.
You know what I'm
is
excited about? You know what my real passion is. It's always developing artists.
Okay,
it's always creating and finding the next thing, right? So this small label that I'm going to call Heads Music, independently owned by women.
Shout out to Maddie.
Yeah,
she's a boss.
Yeah, and I love
and women help the women.
And they came and recruited me. Mm-hmm. They was like, "Yo, we need you to be the Smokey Robinson of the label." The things that I'm hearing, like getting in the studio with these young, like new, fresh young artists. For me, I'm always most passionate about that than anything else. You know what I mean? Creating.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got three for you as soon as you're ready.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing them at the next Bashment.
You can't threaten me with a good time, Playboy.
Huh?
You can't threaten
you
me
in?
With a good
Bashment?
Time.
Okay,
this
good.
Is your new...
We're good.
Don't you have my cell? No, you don't. You'll have it before we leave.
Yeah. Yes.
You change your cell all the time. I run into Africa.
You know
Africa.
Who used to say,
I run into Africa all the time, and
Biggie
he's like...
Smoke.
He was.
That's where I learned that from.
Yeah, but Biggie was a criminal, dude.
You changed it all the time.
You a grown dude. You can't move like a criminal.
You know, after I ran for president,
we used to be
and
friends.
The shit that I learned,
I'll
I can't
shut
call
up.
You.
We used to be friends. You know, you know I'm your friend.
I know you're my friend out here in the universe. I should just send a back call with my brain.
It's getting political. We got to get the fuck out of here. I'm not jumping into Haiti politics.
We can't. Not right now.
I'm just going to, you know, go get some roti and call it a day. Brother, please tell them where they can find you and what.
Okay, well, we
to.
Got the mixtape out. It's called Inspired.
Inspired.
Check out
dope.
The album's called Carnival 3. And guess what? The Carnival tour goes up in the next 2 weeks.
Nice!
So 2018, Wyclef is back on the big tour. I know you like that because you're like, you must do music until you die.
Facts.
Hopefully, I will not die on this tour. I look forward to seeing y'all at the New York date all over the world, wherever y'all at. I think it's going to be crazy. I got two shows set up. One is with a full-blown orchestra that I'm doing with Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, I call it the one-man show, where I'm going through like 7 or 8 instruments through the whole entire like 2 hours. So
we got a venue for this yet?
We have a lot. Yeah, man, we going up all over. We'll be Atlanta. The tour goes up in 2 weeks. Y'all be able to check it out. See it on the gram. I'm so excited. So I'll be back on the road. I look forward to the ab training. If you can send me some. I'm on it though.
Yeah. No, honestly, I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 48.
Yo, and you
nobody
great.
Believes
so
that.
I will kudos golf clap and
nobody he's doing something in the chair.
He's doing V-ups.
And now Crystal's jumping in. I'm not happy about any of this. I'm not doing this. I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts as soon as this show is over. Yeah, see we're done here. In the meantime
it's abs time. Get your neck up.
There's so much skin in the room, and I'm just not happy with it at all. So I'm going to leave the room and let them do this.
We're going to skin up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, skin out. In the meantime, in between time, I'm your man, Mr. Mech.
And I'm Crystal LeBert.
This is the M&M&M Show, a.k.a. the show. And from here on out, may you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. Peace.
Make music till you die.
Bless up.
And go get laid. One.
Always wants the last word.